This is Earth and Sky on the potential risks of nanomaterials in the environment.
Kent Pinkerton at University of California, Davis has funds from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to conduct nanotech safety studies this summer. He'll take minute quantities of nanomaterials, for example, fiber-like nanotubes, and try to suspend them in a gas and expose rats and mice in the lab to these particles. It would be an extreme case of what humans might be exposed to when manufacturing nanomaterials.
One of the features of a very small particle is the fact that it can get places where large particles can't. From just simply being inhaled to then depositing on a surface and then being taken up into cells that other particles, that would not happen.
Pinkerton said preliminary research indicates that some nanomaterials are very difficult to suspend in a gas. They appear to generate electrical charges that prevent them from becoming airborne.
And so the critical feature there is that if they are airborne, then they have the potential of being inhaled. But if they can't be inhaled, if they don't have the potential of being airborne, then they perhaps will not really represent any kind of health risk, at least by inhalation.
To comment on nanotechnology, come to earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.